The Mesa Police Department released additional body cam footage yesterday that shows more detail about what led officers to repeatedly punch an unarmed black man last month. According to the Arizona Republic, the video shows officers approaching Robert Johnson at an apartment complex. They pat him down, and one officer asks Johnson to sit. Johnson refuses repeatedly.
Have a seat, have a seat.
Oh, yeah, you are. Simone.
Have a seat. Guess what? I ain't going to ask you again. Have a seat.
At that moment, the same officer who asked begins punching Johnson in the stomach and in the face. Johnson then falls to the floor. The ACLU of Arizona has called the incident horrific and unjustified, and we're joined now by their policy director, Will Gaona, for more. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
So this new body cam footage shows what happened beforehand. It shows that he was resisting the request to sit down. What do you make of that new information?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, when you see a video with police officers exhibiting this level of violence, you know, that's always shocking. But unfortunately, I think we've gotten to the point where it's no longer surprising. I'm not sure that the body camera video shows us anything different, and certainly doesn't show us anything that would, you know, kind of justify this level of force that officers used against Robert Johnson. Mm-hmm. I think one of the most chilling things about the video is that after officers have repeatedly punched him in the face, you hear an officer ask him, "Do you see what happens?" And keep in mind, officers had already patted him down, and he wasn't acting aggressively in any way. And so often we hear that police violence happens when officers feel threatened or feel unsafe. But here it's clear that the question isn't, do you see what happens when you threaten officers, or do you see what happens when you attack officers? The question the officer is asking is, do you see what happens when you don't comply with our minor requests? And the answer is clearly that police violence happens.
Yeah. What do you make of the Mesa Police Department's response to this, though? The chief has said this wasn't their best moment. Those officers are on leave right now. Do you think they're handling this well?
Well, I think, you know, saying that this wasn't their best moment is an enormous understatement. But also keep in mind that, you know, this isn't the first high-profile incident that the Mesa Police Department has had in the past few years. We know one of the things that the police chief has done out of this incident is make it clear in their policy that officers are prohibited from striking a person in the face or neck unless that person is acting aggressively towards officers. Until recently, that wasn't in their policy. And that's probably true for most departments across Arizona. Departments typically rely on this idea that officers should use a reasonable amount of force, but videos like this make it clear that we need more strict guidelines because it's, you know, we need to make clear to officers what is reasonable and what is not.
Will, let's take this down the road of racial aspects a little bit more. So Robert Johnson, an African-American man, one of the officers involved was African-American as well. Does this, for you, focus more on the fact that the police were too violent in this situation? Or how important is it the fact that there's a racial component? Do we have to look at that in this situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we've, you know, seen across the country is that people of color often face police violence at much higher rates than white people. And so it's not surprising to see that the victim of this violence was a person of color. You know, certainly, as you can see in the video, one of the officers was also appears to be African-American. But, you know, police violence is kind of a cultural thing within departments and really across the country. And just because an officer is also a person of color doesn't mean that that officer is immune from, you know, using excessive force and using violence against members of the public.
Okay. I also wonder what you think then needs to happen, not just with Mesa PD, but on a broader level. What is the ACLU advocating for here?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a few things. I mean, part of it, you know, departments need to look at their use of force policy. Every department has one that lays out the guidelines for when officers are using force against members of the public. And I think we need more strict guidelines. Like I said earlier, we often rely on this idea that officers should use a reasonable amount of force. And as we continue to see more and more videos of, you know, police violence that is clearly unjustified, you know, officers need more guidelines and stricter guidelines on when to use force. But beyond that, you know, I think it's clear that, and Mesa's now realizing this, and a number of communities realizing that their communities are really unhappy that incidents like this keep happening. And they need to figure out a way to empower their residents and engage their residents to hold the police department accountable, and ensure that their residents are being served by the police department in the way that they want to be served.
All right. That is Will Gaona. He is the policy director for the ACLU of Arizona. Will, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.